What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Glitched Podcast. I am your host, Topher Welsh, with
Eugene Kappen.
And we have an awesome creator that just showed up at our suite here at the Hyatt.
My name is Jorge from Reality Changers.
Jorge from Reality Changers. So, yeah, we are here at the suite at the Hyatt Regency here in the Anaheim.
For another reality.
Exactly.
A high-tech theme park that is opening up in Toronto.
Hashtag to another,
another reality.
Oh, man, we really
sucked
at that.
Do it again. One, two, three.
Hashtag to another reality.
There we go. We got it.
We were not in Nerd Sync at that point.
We need that like Vulcan mind meld.
Right.
That's what we need.
So tell us about yourself and your channel, man.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here, guys. I can sense the bro love over here.
Oh, absolutely.
So a little bit about me. I started by accident on YouTube about like 7 years ago, and we ended up on the Ellen Show on America's Got Talent with my daughter. It was a video that went viral just singing with my kids. So I decided, you know what? What else can I do with this? It's a song called Home.
Oh my God, that was you?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, this just like now like clicked. I totally remember seeing that. Your daughter is adorable.
Dude, she's awesome, man. I mean, she's a 13-year-old now. But, you know, hormonal teenager, what can I say?
They grow up so fast.
But it's been a hell of a journey, dude. Since then, I decided to start vlogging about my life as a dad.
Right.
And every year I learn something new, and I've been doing it full-time since. And, like, my mission is to try to, like, unite families and, like, you know, embrace fatherhood, dude. Because a lot of the times, a lot of dads are not really involved in their kids' lives. So my goal is to, like, just have people just enjoy themselves, you know. So I've been doing this whole thing full-time since then.
That's great, man. That's awesome. So, here at the con, are your kids with you here at the con? Or?
Oh, no, not today. I usually bring them, but this year I decided to focus a lot more on, like, connecting and networking and, like, being in, like, suites, like, with you guys. Because every year I come in and I'm, like, running around, like, we have our fans following us and, like, we perform. But this year I really want to, like, double down and just focus on, like growing.
Making
those
business connections.
And networking, and you know? So,
meeting people. So if... How big is your audience right now?
So across all my platforms, I have about 800,000 followers, and I'm really proud of it, dude. I'm not like
that. So you're reaching for 1 million soon, right?
Dude, I really hope so, man. But you know, it's a little different with like dad vlogging niche. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But I'm happy.
Hey, but you got a hell of a following for that niche. I mean,
I hope so. I mean, compared to everybody else, yeah. But I'm happy.
Right on, man. So do your kids do, do they have their own YouTube channels too?
I'm actually teaching them how to run it by myself now that they're a little older. But I really try to help just have them focus in school. My daughter has her own Instagram. The kids, she even got verified, dude. I'm like, how did you get verified?
What? That's but awesome. I can't even get verified.
I can get verified.
Oh, shut up, Eugene. He always rubs that in my face. He's like, no. I'm going to reach out to the guest. I have the blue check mark.
It's like a social status now.
It really is.
You go to school. He's like, so are you verified? No, I'm not hanging out with you. I'm like, really? What the heck?
You can't sit with us?
It was really funny. When So I was actually going through the verification process for a video just to show people what happens. But I never expected to actually get verified. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, get the dismissal because I have a lot of really famous YouTube friends who can't get verified. And they verified me. And then I was like, oh, look what happened. And they're like, dude, you need to fuck off. Like, I've tried 8 times and been denied all of them.
That's your one, Eugene.
Can't we have, like, sorry, what?
Dude, for me as a dad, dude, like, seeing people getting verified and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know how when you grow up, you have that big talk with your parents, the sex talk?
Mm-hmm.
I think now it's like it's going to be like another talk. Like, we have to talk about social media.
Dude, have the social media
talk? We need to get you verified so you can, like, move on in life. Like, it's like, it's a big deal.
It is. Like, having a good social media. It's weird. It's really, really weird because, like, a lot of people, people were so scared about kids being on the internet, like, on MySpace when they were, like, 13. And now all the laws are, like, you have to be, like, 13 to have a Facebook profile. Now they have, like, Messenger kids.
Dude, did you just bring up MySpace?
Dude, I started on MySpace. That was I never hit the Friendster. I started on the MySpaces.
How many top friends did you have?
Dude, I had 8 top friends. But I was one of those guys that would customize their MySpace profiles with custom HTML
too.
And, like, all
too,
these
man.
Amazing Photoshop things and... Man, those are the days. I met my first wife on MySpace.
Your first wife?
Yeah, so screw MySpace at this point.
Oh, let's not go back to that part of your past. It seems
no,
like
no,
it
no. Well, I met my current wife on OkCupid, so OkCupid, I love you guys. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that, but
we just went off on a huge tangent. But know, if you got to really let weird. It out, let it out, man.
Right. Anyways, so you stopped by here and you were checking out because we got all this VR stuff going on, and you were saying that like you're really, really, really interested in VR because it's like the next big thing. It's like the next. Me and Eugene kind of think or that the invention of VR is like the invention of the smartphone or like the iPhone or like when YouTube became a thing. People didn't realize how big it was until like YouTube was bought for $1 billion. And VR is going to literally change the world as we know it.
It's a sleeping giant, dude.
Yeah.
It's a sleeping giant. And it's the same thing that happened with Facebook and MySpace. MySpace was like the match, you know? But you bring up a good point. It's a huge, big deal. I'm a YouTuber. I do, you know, stuff on YouTube, but, like, I go to conferences. I go to CES. I go to mixed reality events purposely to understand what is going on, right?
Yeah.
So when I was exposed to VR and AR, what's going on over there?
There is a tournament going on in the room.
Is that Super Smash Brothers? Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
For a sweet escape.
Someone beat our high scores. Around. Someone beat our high scores, Eugene.
No.
We are out of the running for now.
Sweet escape.
So somebody has like 4?
It looks like 10.82 seconds is the fastest. And I was, okay, we were
I
like
have
12 or something.
I have a guess that I can probably do that in about 6 seconds.
I didn't know what was happening. She was like grabbing my things. I was like, what's going on here? But yeah,
all these YouTubers think they come up and own the place, that sort of thing.
Entitlement. What?
Entitlement.
So what games have you played while you've been here doing VR stuff?
So I was a huge gamer when I was a kid. Yeah. Like I was that one kid staying up until 4 in the morning because I didn't have a saving. I couldn't save my stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the games that I didn't get a chance to play here. But one of the games that I started playing, it was like an alien game in a cave. And some of the stuff, like climbing stuff. And like, dude, I think I was one of those people that actually fell down. Like, I felt like I was falling. Nice. You know, but I'm waiting after this interview to go over there and play a little bit. Because I love VR, dude. It feels like you're there. It's immersive. It gets you away from, it's a true form of escaping reality.
We were having a conversation earlier about how a lot of people have this, like, sour taste in their mouth. About VR because they tried it like 3 years ago when there was like a Samsung Gear VR and it was a cell phone strapped to their face and they're like, oh, I got sick. But like, I feel like VR has progressed so much in the last few years. Like, it's one-to-one. It feels right. It feels immersive. I was telling them, like, I came out of Sweet Escape with my adrenaline pumping and my hands were shaking.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things that I base the level of immersiveness of a game or an experience is what I feel afterwards when I take the headset off. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I had that with that Sweet Escape game, and it's amazing. I had the same one with Beat Saber and a lot of shooter games. There's just adrenaline pumping.
That whoa that you just said, it's like the overall experience of mixed reality in general. Like, people don't even know what's coming. And that's why I'm so excited to talk with you guys about this because, you know, I want to learn how to build community with my YouTube channel via AR, VR, mixed reality.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's the future, dude. It's the future of education. It's the future of advertising. It's the future of gaming. It's the future in general. And I think people you guys are like literally at the forefront of it, but it's going to be a big deal. It's going to revolutionize the way we, I know it's going to sound weird, the way we love, the way we make friends, the way we care, the way we connect, the way we disconnect. So why not be familiar with it right now and understand what I can do as a father, as a vlogger, as a YouTuber? What can we do to build community?
I think a lot of people think about VR as just a gaming thing right now.
Yeah.
And it's totally not. It's so much more than that. And we have friends, and we hang out in VR, and we do these events, and we put on our show, our live show. And it's just this really great, it's just a really great way to connect with people, and it's a completely different medium to create in.
Well, take this for example. Putting passion into this project, right, of AR mixed reality. I am a huge Pokemon Go player. I love it. It's just,
that's awesome.
I'm one of those nerds, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, and once they brought in AR and augmented reality into the game, I was like, dude, how can we make an event? So I hit up Sprint. I connected with some people from Pokemon Go, and we created an event in San Diego over 700 people showed up. And it was, in my opinion, one of the best mixed reality events in San Diego ever.
Wow.
And all it took was just people that love what they do, playing Pokemon, and there was kids, there was grandparents, there was mothers and fathers having a good time. And I thought to myself, dude, like, what else is going to happen with mixed reality? And so I got a few friends of mine who are, hosting conferences all over the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's coming up, a mixed reality event. And I'm like, hey, let's talk about how we can build community. You know, let's talk about how we can, like, break those stereotypes of, like, oh, no, it's such a bad thing. You know, like, that paranoia that it's going to disconnect us. If we do it right, it's going to revolutionize the way we care, the way we connect.
Definitely. So our entire platform is actually in social VR. Our show is ordered by High Fidelity. And when you get to a point where you can have everybody meet inside of VR, that's where that sense of community starts. Anytime I've ever needed help producing a script or a model or something for the show, I can usually log in, go to one of the open groups, and there is somebody out there with an answer, even though it'll only be like six people. But those six people are always so involved and willing to help. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That type of energy, dude, is you're going to be able to, like, see it in schools. You're going to be able to see it in gaming, dude. I can't wait. Like, I miss playing video games, man. I don't even have time anymore. So if I find a creative way as an influencer to make time to play, I would love to. You know what I mean? And that's why I was gravitating towards him in the elevator. And then I saw this. I'm like, dude, this is my people, man. These are my people, man. I miss my people.
You know, it's really interesting. And I told a bunch of people this when they talk about looking funny and stuff in VR. And a lot of people are, like, kind of, you know, self-conscious about it. And I tell people, like, man, I play these games almost exclusively. I was never a big, huge game. I mean, I played Nintendo, I played SNES, but I never really did PlayStation and Xbox. I mean, I have them and stuff. My kids play them. But I am, like, a VR gamer to the max.
Yeah.
And do you know why I love it so much?
Why?
I'm not sedentary. I'm moving.
Yeah.
I hated gaming because I was sitting there for hours and I'm just like, I feel so lazy. And now you play these games, like, you play Beat Saber and you're swinging your arms and 2 minutes you're sweating your ass off.
Yeah.
And man, you can just do so much, and it's almost like exercise. It's not gaming.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So weird random question, sorry, because you're talking about movement and, like, moving things. You know, I know some of this technology could be used in a positive manner. What are your thoughts on, like, how people are using VR and AR to, like push social causes and stuff like that? Like, for example, what happened in Puerto Rico, you know? And then all of us, you know, I don't know if you guys noticed, like, Mark Zuckerberg, he did that whole, like,
yeah.
And then he just happened to be in Puerto Rico and he was showing the disaster. And I was like, dude, like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of looks...
I think his intentions were actually really good. It just got taken in a really, really bad way. I mean, one of the methods for empathetic content is to show the disaster to get people to understand just how bad other people have it. And then that's the first step towards creating real change.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to do that, and then everybody was like,
what?
Oh, he's using a disaster to promote the content.
Yeah.
When it was, he was using the content or the platform to promote to create awareness.
It'd be a completely different thing if Zucks didn't own Oculus, too. I mean, someone sharing a 360. If me and Eugene were to create that experience, and then Oculus goes, hey, this is really cool, or Facebook goes, this is really cool, or Zucks does that, it'd be a completely different response, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, oh, wow, you can really see what it feels like. You've done a great job at showing this. But, you know, since it looked like a marketing ploy, everyone's going to spin it in the wrong way, I feel like.
I brought that up because we brought it up over at I went to Social Media Marketing World. I was out there speaking about influencer stuff. And I went to hear a talk about AR and VR and how, like I said, it's going to revolutionize the way we connect. But, I mean... What have you had any concerns? What are your concerns about VR and AR? Both of you guys.
I mean, one concern is the fact that people are going to completely live in it eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that is a terrible thing.
What if we're living in it now?
Oh, shit. just got deep.
Where we're just in the Matrix right now.
You're actually looking at mine and Eugene's 3D avatars right now. We actually made you one you didn't know about.
It's like Inception among Inception.
You're actually not a real person. You're just a figment of our imagination.
Dude. I'm not even surprised, honestly. I'm not even surprised.
I don't know. I think the biggest concerns, one, is being too immersed, for one, and becoming like a gamer that just sits on their couch and drinks Mountain Dew and eats potato chips. And just kind of chill in VR and watch VR
like those coffee rooms, like those coffee rooms in Japan. You guys hear about those?
No.
Wait, what?
Like those coffee rooms in Japan.
Coffee rooms?
Like those, they're like cyber cafes.
Oh,
and
cyber
people literally
cafes.
Sleep in there. They
really?
Sleep for months. Like
that's
they,
crazy.
Because
oh,
it's cheaper.
I've actually seen a whole documentary on this.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some of those when I was in China this past year.
Oh, you went to China?
Yeah. My girlfriend's from China.
Oh, dude.
So we took a trip to China.
I went to Changsha, China with my daughter. We performed on this show called Day Day Up.
Okay.
And it's a really interesting culture out there.
Yeah. Definitely. I had some weird moments.
I had never been to China, so I got
I had stinky tofu. You know what that is?
I do.
I've heard of that.
It's fermented tofu, and it smells like the stuff coming from the back of your neck, your throat. It's disgusting.
Oh, no. It smells like those death balls that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, like that tonsillitis
like
crap.
The one that was stuck on Ted Cruz's lip during the debates, and he licked it up. That image is burned into my mind.
Oh God,
sorry.
How
I had,
do we go
I had
from
to bring it up.
How do we? What happened?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
We were talking
that
about
tends
concerns.
To happen a lot on this show.
Yeah, we do go off on massive tangents.
I think everybody's ADD, including our guests.
Yeah, dude.
No, I think the biggest concerns are just like
very scatterbrained.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Getting too much of a good thing is always too much of a good thing. So self-regulation and things like that.
Do you think the government's going to crack down on VR and AR?
I don't think it's big enough yet, but I don't put it past the government to try and regulate something that they can't control.
Well, yeah. I mean, Palmer Luckey is starting his AR wall.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So,
Palmer
Luckey. Oh, he's
going to build the wall in AR, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, man.
And create like a giant profiling system based on your race height.
I feel like Palmer Luckey's just a troll with way, way, way too much money.
Like, basically, in 10 years, we're going to have a real-life episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, my God.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, what are you looking... What are you excited for about, like, the VR?
Oh, dude. I'm excited. I'm really excited about the way that I'm going to interact with my kids and the way I'm going to interact with my audience. Online.
Okay.
Once VR becomes way more commercialized, more easier accessible, I'm excited about how it's going to connect back to being an influencer and how we can make an impact, you know, because like you guys are doing something really cool. We're like, it's like a podcast, but it's like a virtual podcast. And I've been thinking about doing something like that, you know, and like just what I want to do is just finding a way to connect with my audience better and making fun, family, wholesome experiences, whether with mixed reality. And I'm getting a taste of it recently, and I'm addicted, and I want to go into it more in the next couple of years and do it right.
Right on. Yeah. I mean, it's really crazy the different kind of things they're coming up with. Like, there's a lot of these programs. Like, there's, like, Decentraland or Staramba, and they have these open source token offerings. Like, High Fidelity has one, like the Hi-Fi coin. And, like, they have these ways that you can, like, purchase goods and real estate inside virtual reality, make places that could be rentable. You could have apartments and you could host penthouse parties in the middle of Staramba City.
So like a Sims?
Yeah, it's like a Sims, but you could like literally walk around. It's getting to the point where it's going to be like Ready Player One.
It's like
you're
gamer,
walking around.
Like video game, like Gamer.
Yeah. Or
like the movie. Have you seen that movie, Gamer?
Yeah, with Gerard Way.
Yeah.
He's,
no, not Gerard Way. That's the
you literally take over a person's body and you're just controlling them.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah. So he could like get out of prison early.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That like, was so. There was another one. It was.
It's not a new concept.
I can't remember that. It's like Succubus. No, not Succubus. I can't remember. It had Bruce Willis in it. And it was very similar. You like laid in a state. It starts with an S.
Surrogates.
Yeah, you like lay in there, and then you just become this avatar in this virtual world. I feel like that's really gonna be a thing very soon.
I really hope not. I think I really want to see the positivity out of this, man. Honestly, I mean,
I see the good in it, but like,
but there's always going to be a bad to it.
There's always going to be someone or some company that will exploit something to make way too much money and end up ruining it partially. But you know, maybe that's where regulation might be good.
I can't wait to see movies in VR and AR. I actually go to I partnered up with 4DX.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie theater that has it's not just like the chair moves, but it hits you. Like if there's a punch going on, you can feel it in your back.
Oh, like, so it has like pressure sensors that hit you.
I watched Pacific Rim Uprising, and there was a scene where there was snow, and you literally saw fog coming out of the theater, and then whenever there's a windy scene, there's wind coming out. And so I can't wait to experience that with like VR.
A total 360 immersion, and you're seeing the entire film at every angle you want.
For me, I mean, look, life is really, really short. You know, I'm 31 years old. I'm about to be 32 on Sunday. And my goal before I die, dude, is to like experience as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of those ways to cut the corners and make shortcuts is VR.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go to Fiji. I can't afford to go to Amsterdam, but I can sure as hell go on a VR and hang out in there. Maybe live music VR, you know?
Who knows? Yeah, I mean, like, you can really transport yourself anywhere with the right equipment and the right visuals in front of your face.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, and then the right environmental effects, it could be like, it could be anything you wanted, you know?
And that's the key. And that's, you brought up a good point. Dude, it's going to be like the wild, wild west all over again.
Did you hear that Pimax is partnering with Vaxo to bring artificial scents into VR? They're going to have a thing with oils on the bottom of the headset.
Oh, so kind of like the Smell-O-Vision South Park did.
Exactly. It's like Smell-O-Vision. But you're going to have... doesn't Pimax have an 8K display on each eye?
No. It's a
4K display on each eye.
They call it 8K, but it's actually just two 4K screens, one for each eye.
But the thing is like this big. It's huge, but it's a very light headset. It's really, really clear, and then they're going to have this Smell-O-Vision built into it. So like we're getting to do another like realm of...
Haptics
and immersiveness. And by the way, at CES, I tried the Vaxo thing.
You did?
It was really cool. They showed me, and it only had like a field. They had like a beach, and they had a couple other things. But like field and beach, it smelled like the beach.
That's
it smelled
crazy.
Like I was in a field of flowers. It was really, really interesting.
I was at CES. I forgot what level because that thing is that conference is gigantic. Mm-hmm. I was in a place where I saw it was like a hologram of a brand. Let's say it was a shoe. It was like a helicopter, like, and then as it spins and it creates an image.
Yep.
But it wasn't flat. You can go around and you can completely see it. And I was like, dude, we're living in the future right now.
It's like, this is Star Wars hologram.
This is like Back to the Future, like it's happening right now.
I saw those. They had like an Adidas one and they had like a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, so we were on the same area.
We saw the same. It was like
Altered
right when
Carbon
you
was like, did you see that weird?
That was so strange.
Yeah,
they had
like
the person thing, like breathing in the bag.
Yeah.
That was so creepy. They had those really creepy twins.
That's what triggered me to want to get more involved with mixed reality because of what I saw at CES. I was like, whoa. I want to get involved.
It really shows you like where we're at, like the state of where we're at and what is possible in the future.
Yeah.
Because like... If you just look in from the outside and you look at, you know, Oculus and Vive and you're like, oh, okay, cool. We're playing games and looking at whales underwater and stuff. But like when you're at CES, you see what's coming and you're like, whoa.
You're like, whoa, get ready, you know. It's
and good. That's just VR.
That's just VR. Yeah.
Wait until we get the contacts with the, that you can switch between mixed reality and augmented reality.
Oh, they're coming.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Wait till, see, as a... Pokemon Go player, wait till like we can actually physically see the Pokemon in front of you fighting each other.
Yeah,
well, that's gonna be crazy.
Actually, I did see a video about somebody had their cornea replaced by an AR lens.
What?
And they put it inside of their
cyborg.
Eye.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, wow. It fits right in there.
That's insane. Can you imagine what that will do with the medicine community, like revolutionizing the way people like.
Especially
PTSD and military veterans who like get shot in the face and like they don't have to worry about vision because they can get their eye back. That's crazy.
That's so wild. And then being able to like switch between like this eye is seeing like readouts of things with machine learning. And you're like getting data on your friends. Like
I mean, dude, I'm not even no doubt in my mind. We're living in the future.
I wonder if they can talk to their eye and be like, "Yo, call Karen." and the eye's like, no problem.
Well, then didn't Google Glass or some other company just do that recently? Like where you can like use your eye or maybe use your to like.
I know Google Glass had some stuff going like that, but I don't think they have contacts or anything yet.
They like, got a
it's
bunch
always
of, like,
a screen over the eye. I know HoloLens has something like that,
I think
that
it was,
too.
Like, a Chinese company that sells, like, stuff on, like, Facebook ads. And they sold, like, this one little glass where you put it on your eye, and you can see your Facebook feed, and you can also see your drone.
Huh.
It was weird. I don't know if it was, like, a Chinese. And a lot of these Chinese companies are, like, putting ads on Facebook, and then you click on them. You realize it takes, like, 5 to 6 weeks to get your product because they're like, coming from Changsha,
yeah,
China.
Yeah. Yep, so. that's what happens. But.
That's normal.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but
good old China.
Anyway, I think we are coming up on our time.
Yep.
For this podcast,
so we want to thank our sponsors. Another Reality. Hashtag Eugene. Hashtag to another reality.
So we'd also like to thank our other sponsors, AR Wall, Monster VR, Reality Smash, and ClamorCon.
Yep, they have outfitted this entire suite, which is amazing. We've been playing VR all week here at VidCon. Dude, Jorge, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
For having me, guys. You
so
guys are
cool.
Awesome.
I love waxing and
waiting. We're
going
to have to connect in the future, get some stuff going. Do like some cross collab or something.
Dude, I'm just happy I was here with you guys. I mean, this happened out of nowhere. It was like serendipity, you know? So, I really appreciate it.
Right on, man.
And we look forward to seeing what you have coming out in the future.
That's right. Where can the people find you if they want to follow you on Instagram, YouTube?
So Twitter, you can find me on all social media platforms as @RealityChangers. And you'll see it's very simple, basic, family-oriented stuff. Hopefully, once I get my hands on some good VR, AR stuff, I'll start putting more of that stuff on, dude. Just got to get in the right place in the right time.
Right on. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We are going to be back with more interviews here from VidCon 2018. Me and Eugene are going to go get some food and go play some VR.
Yeah.
Stay glitched. Stay glitched, guys.